This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Friday, July 29, in Squiz Kids Today. Get ready for a meteor shower. Saudi Arabia's space-age city in the desert. MP tells kids to dream big and how to tell if your dog is happy. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Hands up, who's keen to run out into their backyard tonight and take a shower? I'm talking about a meteor shower, not an actual shower, 'cause that would be weird. And if you look up into the night sky tonight, assuming there's no cloud and not too much light pollution from lights down here on the ground, you might just be lucky enough to find yourself witnessing the Southern Delta Aquarids meteor shower or the Alpha Capricornids meteor shower. A meteor shower occurs when bits of rock thrown off from, say, a comet, smash into the Earth's atmosphere and burn up on contact, causing the white streaks you see across the sky. Excitingly, astronomers are also expecting what they call a couple of fireballs over the next two nights, which are very bright meteors. Sounds cool. The only catch? You're going to have to wait up until around 11 p.m. But hey, it's not a school night. What else have you got on?
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Saudi Arabia, where construction has begun on a futuristic, environmentally friendly city in the punishingly hot desert kingdom. It will be called The Line, and for good reason. It's going to be a long, skinny city, 170 kilometres long to be exact, and only 200 metres wide, making a line from the Red Sea, through the desert, and into the Saudi mountains. It's also going to be a very tall city. The line's 500-metre-high mirrored walls will contain lakes, gardens, trees, and places for 9 million people to live, work, and play. There will be no cars or roads. A high-speed train will zip people from one end to the other in 20 minutes, and the vertically stacked city will be taller than the Eiffel Tower and the Empire State Building, and it's designed so that all your daily needs, like a supermarket, school, and park, are within a 5-minute walk. It will produce zero carbon emissions, and all of its energy will come from renewable sources. Imagine that. I've put a link in your episode notes to a promotional video so that you can see it instead of imagining it. I think parts of it look a little bit like Wakanda from the Black Panther movie. Cool.
Squiz Kids salute.
Earlier this week, we talked about how a new parliament was kicking off in Canberra this week, with a bunch of fresh-faced, first-time politicians making their first speeches to parliament. And today, Squiz Kids salutes one of them in particular, Sally Situ, who won the election in her south-western Sydney seat of Reed, taking in places like Cabramatta. Standing up in parliament this week, Sally proudly told her story, how she was the daughter of migrants, a proud Chinese Lao Australian whose parents gave up everything and everyone they knew in the country of Laos and moved to Australia to give their children a better life. Sally said she had a message for all Australian children, and that was to dream big. You are not defined by your postcode, the school you went to, or where your parents came from, she said. In this country, you are defined by the content of your character and what you want to do for others, where the potential and promise of this nation is only limited by your imagination. For reminding us how lucky we all are, Sally Situ, Squiz Kids salutes you.
Animal Kingdom.
Researchers in Austria have been studying the way dogs wag their tails and reckon you can tell whether a dog is happy depending on whether the tail wag is to the left or to the right. After a bunch of experiments which involved humans giving dogs treats and monitoring the direction of their wags, it was found that when the dogs were happy, the tail wagging was predominantly to the right. A tail wagging more to the right is thought to be associated with the left side of the dog's brain, which is also associated with more positive doggy emotions. I wonder what Squizzy, the news hound, makes of that. Yeah, Squizzy, I agree.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. In which country is the futuristic city The Line being built? Yeah, that's right, it's Saudi Arabia. Question number two. According to researchers in Austria, to which side do dogs' tails wag if they are happy? Yeah, that's right, they wag to the right. Question number three. What sort of a shower is expected in Australia's night skies tonight? Yeah, you got it. It's a meteor shower.
Shout outs.
It's July 29. Today is Islamic New Year, also known as the Arabic New Year or Hijri New Year. Today is the first day of Muharram, which is the first month in the Islamic calendar. So, Happy New Year. It's also a Friday, and that means the birthday reggae tune to accompany all those birthday shout-outs for today and the coming weekend needs to be dusted off and given a spin. Hit it! And it's a happy birthday today to Izzy from Exeter, Luke from Craigburn, Dolev from Chatswood, Ted from Dianella, Miles and Elsie from Maryborough, Emery from Blacktown, and Leighton from Borken Hills. The following Squiz Kids are celebrating their birthday over the coming weekend. Liam from Forest Lake, Dylan from Bondi Beach, Sayaka from Upper Mount Gravatt, Willow from Cairns, Charlotte from Rochdale, Thomas from Edenza Park, Toby from Maroubra, and Declan, who's listening all the way over there in Tokyo, Japan. And a belated birthday shout-out goes to Jerry from Mogul. And a classroom shout-out today goes to Class 2A and Miss Nawabi at the Australian International Academy in Kellyville, who had a shout-out a few weeks ago, but they were all on holidays and missed it. So here it is again. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again on Monday. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.